Folks, I want to do a trailer for next Sunday. Next Sunday, we are going to have here in church a Titanic Sunday. I'm looking to recruit a Rose and a Jack to play parts in the film. All kinds of things are going to fall into place next week. It's going to be a Titanic Sunday. Not just in a Titanic sense, but because next weekend, what's next weekend, the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. At 20 to midnight on the Saturday night, the ship struck an iceberg. And in the early hours of the Sunday morning, the 15th of April, the Titanic went down with the loss of many, many lives. Next Sunday, we're going to reflect on that, and there's going to be plenty for us to think about and take from the story of the Titanic. But today on Easter Day, almost by way of a trailer, I want to tell you about one man who was aboard the Titanic that night. His name was John Harper. He was born in the Renfrewshire town of Houston, which is not far away from where I myself was born at Johnston in Renfrewshire. He was born into a Christian home. He became a very alive and committed Christian himself in his early teens, and by the age of 17 he was preaching the gospel and he went on to start his own church. It's in Glasgow, and I wonder if anybody has knows that church. It's called the Harper Memorial Church. Anybody know that church? One or two of you Glaswegians and those who venture down there from time to time, you'll have heard of it, the Harper Memorial Church, named after John Harper. He ministered to his congregation. It started, there was only 25 of them, and by the time he left, 13 years later, it was 500-strong church that John was the minister of. And then he left, and he was going over to the United States, and particularly to Chicago. He was on board the Titanic, him and his young 6-year-old daughter. His wife had died. He'd lost his wife somewhat earlier. So there was John and his daughter Nana, 6 years old. They were not people with much money, so they were in one of the tiny little small cabins away down deep in the ship. It set sail on the Tuesday. So this Tuesday coming, you can remember, that was the day the Titanic left Southampton, heading for New York on its maiden voyage, the ship that no one or nothing could sink. And on board was John and his daughter, Nana. When the ship hit the iceberg on the evening of this Saturday coming, John very quickly realised that a disaster was at hand and that there was no way everyone was going to get to safety. He took a very bold decision. He got hold of his little daughter Nana and he put her on one of the lifeboats. He kissed her goodbye. I guess deep down he knew that he would never see her again. But he promised to her, "We will meet again." I know what he meant. The day will come when we will all meet again. Now, it seems to me that if he was able to get his little girl onto the lifeboat that night, then it would have been perfectly possible for him to climb into the lifeboat as well. But he didn't. He put Nana, his 6-year-old, in the boat. And then he turned around and he got back on the boat and started trying to help. Help people get to the lifeboats and also engaging with people at the same time. When it was clear that the whole of the ship was sinking, those remaining on board had to take the decision to jump into the water. John Harper was one of them. He was lucky enough to have a life jacket on. But rather than swimming to one of the lifeboats and trying to save himself, John swam from person to person, those who were in the water, comforting them. And even in those dying moments, telling them about Jesus and about God's amazing love for this universe, even in these circumstances. He came to one young man who was clearly floundering and was about to sink. John Harper that night took off his own life jacket and gave it to this young man. And in his dying moments, told the young man all about Jesus, who gave up his life for him. And a second or two after that, John Harper went below the waves and was lost. Some years later, there was a meeting of survivors of the Titanic. And as they shared stories one with another, one particular young man stood up and with tears and much emotion, but with a great sense of thanksgiving, he relayed the story of how John Harper had given him his life jacket so that he could live. It's a wonderful story of sacrifice. Someone being willing to give up his life so that others could live. His church is still there, Harper Memorial Church. But let his name be remembered far and wide. But as we remember John, even more so, let us remember his Saviour. Because John Harper went to his death willingly and knowingly, because he knew ultimately he was safe. Ultimately he knew he was saved. He knew that his future was assured, that his eternity was assured. He knew well that actually we are only passing through this life, and that an eternity awaits. He knew he was in safe hands. He knew he had an eternal life jacket on, and so was willing to give up this life for the greater life. Jesus gave up his life not in the icy waters of the North Atlantic, but on a simple cross such as this one. He willingly had his blood shed so that you might live. Not the person next to you, not your kind, not your, you. He gave his life so that you might live. He's the hero of the Titanic, as far as I'm concerned, John Harper. And Jesus is the author and hero of our faith. His death for our life. And here on Easter Day, we rejoice in this truth. He died and is now alive, so that we might never die, but know eternal life. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Amen.